for your Alley C today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We're going to start out this weekend with a bang. Got one of my favorite people with me right now, James Turk. James is certainly in the category of being the dean of all of the folks involved in the precious metals community. His organization, goldmoney.com, has over $1 billion of client assets that they are maintaining for them in the form of gold. I mean, he's just a very, very successful guy, as you all know. Written a number of books, speaker all around the world. He's just, you know, an interesting person. James, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al.
Had an interesting situation late in the week when on Thanksgiving, U.S. Thanksgiving, the headline came out in the morning, Euro on death watch after investors spurned the German bonds. This was after the day earlier, I would have to call it a failure of the German bond sale. It's my understanding that more than half of those bonds had to be repurchased by the Germans themselves because there was simply no demand there. Actually, the number is, when I say more than half, it was 60% of the $6 billion, dollars that were offered in these 10-year bonds that they brought to auction had the weakest demand seen for this currency, for this country's debt. In the currency's 16-year history, economists went on to say that the rejection of debt from Europe's safe harbor marks a new stage for the crisis. Well, there's no question about that, but the big question is, how is all of this going to affect your favorite commodity and mine, and that is the price of gold. I was a little surprised that we didn't see a major spike specifically on Wednesday, the 23rd, and then on the 24th, which is admittedly a slow day in the markets because of U.S. Thanksgiving. The rise, as the day started anyway, was only about $2.50 in the price of gold. I was surprised. What are your comments on that?
Yeah, it is bullish for the gold price. At month end, you often get a lot of cross currents, though, particularly with option expiry. The COMEX options went off the other day. The over-the-counter market options are still coming off the board. Mm-hmm. And you'll see downside pressure usually, when these options come off. So I'm not too surprised that gold is a little bit subdued here. It's still in this consolidation range after the big gains that it made back in August, but, I'm very bullish near-term on gold. But the point about the auctions is really quite significant. It's a major watershed event here in Europe. And the issue is basically this, Al. What Germany is trying to do is press for a euro bond type of issue. They seem to be warming up to that, and they made an announcement to that effect. Now, the problem with the euro bond issue, as far as Germany is concerned, or in terms of creditors of Germany are concerned, what that's doing is it's taking the German credit and expanding it to all of the countries around Europe, which basically is a threat in terms of institutional buyers of German bonds see it, of Germany's AAA credit rating. So that's a real issue. And the other issue, of course, is what's happening to the euro itself. All of the question marks there and about the viability and what its future will be. Do you really want to own a 10-year bond denominated in euros if the euro is going to disappear in a few months' time, which is what a lot of people are saying right now? So it's not too surprising that the bond market, the German bond auction was not successful. And this is a wake-up call. I think the fallout we're going to see over the next couple weeks is going to be quite bullish on the gold price.
What I find to be interesting is that the U.S. dollar also isn't performing particularly well. One of our listeners, a fellow by the name of Matthew, sent in a comment and said, quote, in light of all the turmoil, fear, and euro weakness, the dollar has not performed very well. It has had way too much trouble getting over the 400-day moving average. It may continue to rise due to the falling euro, but I doubt that it will rise versus the price of gold. Now, that I agree with 100%. How about you?
Yeah, I think the price of gold in dollar terms, euro terms, British pound terms, all of the currencies is going to continue rising just like it has been all decade long. I mean, look at the problems, in the States. The problems are a little bit different than what we're seeing over here in Europe, but they're huge problems. the fact that the Deficit Reduction Committee has reached an impasse, you know, it just goes to show that the U.S. government is not coming to grips with its problem. It's spending far too much money. It's accumulating far too much debt. And as a consequence, that's debasing the dollar. And, you know, people look at that and they say, you know, I don't want to own dollars in that kind of environment. You know, the U.S. government debt has already been downgraded once. The fact that they couldn't reach an agreement on this super committee to reduce the deficit means that, you know, maybe they're facing another downgrade in terms of creditworthiness in the not too future, which I think is warranted because, you know, they're just not coming to grips with dealing with this structural problem they have. They're spending too much money, borrowing too much money.
What I think is absolutely amazing about what's going on in the U.S. right now is number one, that the parties in the best interest of the country could not accomplish anything in terms of what they were mandated to accomplish. I think that's a real slam on the federal government right now, or I should say the members of the federal government, and I think it's a real slam on our president that he showed absolutely no sign of leadership in this deal. And you really have to wonder if there isn't another motive back there. You know, it's interesting. John Embry made a comment this past week that James from Canada told me about. He said that the U.S. dollar is the best-looking horse in the glue factory. You know, I got to tell you, John comes up with some great one-liners, and I think that that's probably one of the better ones. There's no question about that. I have to tell you, I don't really see right now much of an alternative for people who are looking for some place to preserve their capital with a certain amount of safety. I got to tell you, James, I'm really starting to see very, very little alternatives to either gold or silver.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. We're in a financial bust. This financial bust has a few more years to play out. And, you know, I don't like to make a sweeping generalization, but there is a very sound strategy that you have to follow when you're in a financial bust. You know, during the bust, a lot of promises are broken. Therefore, you want to avoid promises, avoid financial assets, and focus your wealth in tangible assets.
Right.
You know, tangible assets that make sense. You don't want second houses, in fact, in California, because, you know, those types of tangible assets don't make sense. But tangible assets like gold and silver, farmland, oil wells, those types of things, timberland, those types of tangible assets make sense because, you know, that's where real wealth ultimately comes from anyway. It comes from farmland. It comes from timberland. It comes from oil wells.
Oh, I agree.
During a financial bust, you know, people are going to continue to want to own those types of things. So, you know, that's the strategy people should continue to be following for the next few years.
Yeah, I know. I agree. We have a lot of listeners, by the way, in Stockton, California. So Big Al is going on record as saying, Kathy and I are considering spending our next two-week vacation in Stockton. So I don't agree with James from the implication of that one. Got to have a little humor in what's going on, I tell you, in the world today. James, I have to tell you, just getting right down to basics, I never in my wildest dreams thought I would ever see conditions like this around the world. They are unprecedented in my lifetime and in your lifetime, because I got a couple of years on you. It's just absolutely amazing. And I have to say, my humble opinion is that without a major and dramatic reorganization of the financial systems in Europe and in the United States, I am not very optimistic about the future. Would you agree or disagree with that, sir?
Well, I am optimistic about the future because we can never discount human ingenuity. But what needs to change, Al, is we need to change our thinking. We need to recognize that wealth comes from production, hard work, and savings. It doesn't come from consumption and debt and borrowing. And until we recognize that, you know, we're on the wrong road. We have to turn around, get off this road that we've been on for the past few decades and get on the right road. And once we do, then I think, you know, there's a bright future waiting for us.
Well, in essence, you know, I want to clarify that. I don't disagree with that, but I think that in order to get on that particular, to make that turn in the road that you're talking about, I think that's going to be a major dramatic event, and I think it's going to involve reorganization, because right now we are centered, you know, our society and the European society is really to a very large extent centered on something for nothing. And something for nothing is a direct result of fiat currency.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There is no free lunch in this world.
Absolutely not.
And politicians have to understand that.
No, I agree 1,000%. James, thank you so much. Listen, you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, James Kirk is a very, very interesting guy, to say the least. He is my go-to individual whenever I'm looking for more insight into precious metals. I mean, the guy's the best of the best. There's no question about that. Okay, speaking of the best, we're talking about some of the companies that Big Al is invested in. And interestingly enough, even though the resource market in general is down, I am showing a profit in virtually every resource company that I'm invested in. Call me lucky. I don't know. But one of my favorite companies that I'm invested in through the Encompass Fund are Extore Gold and Exeter Resources. These guys have had some interesting things going on in the company. I have visited both their properties. About 2 years ago, I was at the Caspiche property of Exeter in Chile, and then I was at the Cerro Moro project of Extore Gold down in Argentina. Both very, very interesting situations. I am very happy to say that I am up about 20% in my Encompass Fund holding, where these particular companies are invested in. I have always stressed to listeners that Big Al uses a rifle approach as opposed to a shotgun approach, and that has treated me very, very well so far. Going to get a little update right now on Exeter and Extore. This is not investment advice. I am invested in both the companies. It is not arm's length. I like these companies a lot. They are also sponsors on our website, so if you want more information, just click on their respective banners. Got Rob Gray, VP for both companies, on the line with me right now. Let's start out with Exeter. What's going on there, buddy?
Well, Exeter is going to put out our full pre-feasibility study in January. We will put that out. So that's the economic study on the whole project, all 26 million ounces of the gold and 6.5 billion pounds of the copper. So it's coming, and we're really excited about it, as well as we've started to drill again. Some of these areas in Chile have satellite porphyries. Obviously, Caspiche has the big one porphyry, but we have a couple of opportunities around Caspiche that are, you know, satellite porphyries, and we're drilling those right now. So, you know, you've had Justin Tolman, who runs Caspiche. He's the manager. He's one of the people that found Caspiche with Bryce Roxburgh, the president and CEO. I'm not going to bet against our friend here and just let him go and do what he does. And he's drilling, and let's see what he comes up with.
Yeah. It's one of the largest deposits, certainly, in Chile. Not the largest, but it is one of the larger ones down there. You guys have been working at it for a long time. It is, I think, perhaps the next big thing to come out of Chile. But let me ask you a question. In terms of eventual production, is that going to be you guys, or is that going to be somebody else?
You know, that's a great question, Alan.
Yeah.
And I get this question all the time. No, this is just too big a project. We were looking for something small, you know, 1 to 5 million ounces that we could put into production and make quite a bit of money for the shareholders. Well, we found something very, very big, and we have to do some type of transaction. And transactions, I mean, you either have to do a joint venture where we go in with another major or a mid-cap company and they take the reins of building this, because this is what they do. Or we have to do some type of sale. We either have to sell the company or sell the project. And obviously, in our case, as a one-project company, it would be selling the company and let a major or a mid-cap put this into production. Remember where we are. All the companies that are there, the Barricks, the Kinross, the Goldcorps of the world, have bought these deposits. They did not find them. They bought them. And the last one that was bought was obviously Goldcorp with no new gold down at El Moro, which is mostly a copper deposit. There's about 8 million ounces of gold, but it's basically a copper deposit. And right now, Barrick and Goldcorp are fighting over that in Toronto court.
It is an interesting situation, to say the least. Let's flip down to, let's go south. Let's go down to Argentina. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Extore. There was a bit of a scare earlier this year when the Argentinian government changed some of the rules in terms of revenues for foreign
companies.
Yeah, foreign mining companies. But that really, as we brought out back in October when this news hit, so to speak, that's really not a particularly big deal. Elaborate on that for us, will you?
Well, basically, it came out, and I know your listeners heard the executive chairman, Yale Simpson, talk about it.
Yep.
Basically, the mining industry was the only industry not paying this. So the wine, the beef, the agriculture were paying this. So it's it's something that the government said, why is the mining company getting this free ride, quote-unquote? So they have put this in. Remember, we're not producing right now. We are not producing right now. We are going to to be in construction later in the new year, and we'll be drilling. But when we start, you know, making a revenue, obviously our revenues will have to have this in. And, you know, in our next preliminary economic study in February 2012, we'll have to look at that. Our financial people will have to model that. But we think it would be about a 1.2% total, let's call it a tax. And going forward, we don't see that changing our project that much. It's something that, luckily, we're such high grade, we can afford to take that hit. Some projects might not be able to.
Yep.
You know, we're also drilling right now. Remember, we're drilling. I think we've got four drills right now at Cerro Moro. I know there's some of the drills are drilling out Zoe. We're putting it into the measured or indicated status. And we have one or two drills that are looking for the next Zoe. I mean, we just found Zoe in February and March of this year. The guys really believe they can find another Zoe. I don't know when that will be, Al. I mean, it could be tomorrow. It could be 5 years from now. There's lots of veins. Our guys understand what's going on, and let's let them drill them out and see what happens. And, you know, there will be another find. I don't know if it will be as rich as Zoe, but obviously going forward, the guys have the drills. They have the expertise. Let them do what they do and keep going with it.
Yeah. I'm not really particularly concerned right now. I did a special show here probably 2 or 3 months ago with Brent Cook, who is very, very familiar with what's going on down in Argentina. And we talked about the political situation down there. We talked about the support or lack thereof for the mining companies. And he stressed at that time, and you can listen to this, it's archived on our site, that he knows Xtory, and he said in that particular province, he said, I have to tell you, my comfort level is very, very high, because he said there is absolutely no logical reason in the world for the local authorities down there to do anything other than support the project, or I guess I should say projects, because you aren't the only guys down there. So,
correct.
Long story short, 2012, I'm looking forward to hearing some good news from both Xtory and Exeter.
Yeah, we are too. We'll continue to have lots of drill results out on both companies and economic studies, which are really key. Remember, on Xtory, we were permitted for 750 tons per day earlier this past year.
Right.
Obviously, with this new preliminary economic study coming out, we will have to go back to the authorities. We don't see that being an issue. Actually, they really want the jobs. And this is sort of like, I call it the Little Nevada of Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
It's mining, it's oil and gas. You've been down there. Some of, you know, there's just nothing there, and the people need the job. So we think there's going to be a lot of good things coming out of that part of the world for times to come, not just with Xtory, all our other friends in the area. So we're quite excited about it. So, you know, your listeners, just keep waiting for these drill results, these preliminary economics, you know, and listen to either myself or your guests or Yale Simpson when they come on. I think we can keep you and your listeners updated going forward.
Oh, we fully intend to do that. There's no question about it. Again, I want to stress a couple of things here, you guys. I am not a registered investment advisor, neither is Rob. This is not investment advice. We're just telling you what's going on down there. Again, I want to stress I am invested in both Xtory and Exeter through the Encompass Fund. So Big Al is not what you'd call arm's length. From a personal standpoint, Rob, Yale, their families are all really good friends of ours. So you're getting information. You're getting accurate information. There's a little emotion involved in my part. Stick around, Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air, That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Marshall Barrell with me. Marshall is, number one, a close friend of mine, and number two, a very, very valuable business colleague. Marshall and is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, I am invested in the Encompass Fund, and consequently, any comments I make about that, do not take them as being arm's length, because they are not. I want to go on and say another thing. I invested in the Encompass Fund about 2 years ago or thereabouts, and it is a position that I hold right now, where I'm up about 20%. So can't say that about a lot of positions that people have right now, but in the Encompass Fund, I am up about 20%. Marshall, as of the close yesterday, Friday, we saw a lot of red. Not meaningful numbers, but the fact of the matter is the trend continued to be down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 2561. S&P was down 312. NASDAQ Composite was down 1857. Just basically not a good day. Again, all this seems to be continuing on. Let's talk a little bit about what you would guess the future holds, and let's define the future as between now and the end of the year for the conventional stock markets.
Well, the conventional stock markets are definitely volatile and definitely in a state of flux. One of the main drivers for the markets currently is the situation in Europe. The situation in Europe, one day, or one moment, looks like it's being resolved, and the situation I'm referring to, as your listeners likely know, is the debt situation and the debt levels of a number of the countries, Greece, Italy, several others, and whether it's moving towards resolution or not, and with each statement out of Merkel or Sarkozy or one of the other participants in Europe, the market takes that to heart, reacts, and is up or down on the very, very short term. Overall, it has been down, as you mentioned, for several weeks, and in some respects even longer. And that's because of the uncertainty of how the how Europe situation will be resolved, and to what degree is that going to affect us here in the United States or other countries around the world. And while that uncertainty continues, the markets are going to certainly continue to be volatile and likely have a downward bias. Having said that, at the Encompass Fund, we're looking for long-term capital appreciation. We like to take a longer-term view than 6 weeks or really even 3 or 6 months. So it depends on your time frame. Another factor that's going to occur over the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, is tax loss selling.
Yeah.
As you make reference to, a number of the markets are down for 2011. A number of stocks are down, some of them very significantly. People will be looking at their portfolios, both the individual investor and the professional investor, deciding whether they want to sell something for tax reasons or for other reasons. So that's certainly going to enter into it over the next month.
You know, the Canadian Prime Minister Jim Flaherty basically said that, you know, the situation is really bad. And a direct quote off of Bloomberg was he said that the European debt crisis is creating a contagion outside the region and policymakers have to act while the situation can still be stabilized. Well, duh. I guess the question that I have is, can that situation be stabilized without doing some things that the population of Europe probably wouldn't be real happy with? And that is, I think the countries really have to tighten their belts. And by tightening their belts, that means they're going to have less money to spend on social programs. And when that happens, I think you could see some very, very meaningful social unrest. A lot of the Europeans, you know, as was witnessed in Greece, simply don't understand that you cannot continue to spend money that you don't have. I mean, the end result of that was yesterday at a bond auction, Italy had to pay almost 7%. Of their 6 month bills just a few days earlier on November 23rd, Germany failed to sell 35% of their 10-year bonds. Well, I mean, this is not a good situation, and it isn't just the government, but governments. But people have to, they've got to buck up, they have to realize what the problem is, and they have to realize there is not going to be an easy way out. One of two things can happen. You're going to either have some significant social unrest and no solutions, or you're going to have a solution where everybody says, okay, we're all in this together, we're going to make it work. And then I think that's the only thing that will, for lack of better terms, get these markets turned around. What do you think about that one?
Well, I have two thoughts. One, I'm not sure that the two scenarios you present, that either nothing gets worked out or it gets worked out and there's a lot of social unrest, are not necessarily the only solutions. Something will get worked out. There may be some social unrest. There is now, but it depends on how serious it gets and unfortunately, how violent it gets if it does get violent. And secondly is, you know, what are the resolutions? And it's not just Europe. We have a very similar situation in the United States. We don't have a resolution of our debt problem. We don't have a resolution of our deficit problem. We had the November 23rd deadline for the super committee come and go. The super committee was not able to reach agreement, so there'll be sequestering of spending in January 2013. That's a long time away on the calendar, and certainly for politicians. I mean, it's a lifetime almost. There's going to be an election in the interim. So what's going to happen in the U.S. Remains to be seen. What's going to happen in Europe? Hopefully, and I certainly agree with you, there needs to be a resolution. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be what anybody wants or everybody wants, because some tough decisions have to be made. We being the world, particularly Europe and the United States, have to bring spending and revenue more in line. And whether you do it by raising revenue or lowering spending or some of both remains to be determined, but it does need to be determined, and it's not going to be easy for anybody, but it needs to be done. I'm tend to be an optimist, or I am an optimist overall, and I think it'll get done, but it's not going to be quick, and it's not going to be easy, and what's likely to happen is the politicians will deal with some of the issues and push others further down the road, basically to let some other politicians and the public take care of it later. Be better if they dealt with it now, but that's very, very difficult, and we'll see if it happens.
Well, it's very, very difficult because I think the solutions that are required both on the European continent and certainly, you know, in the UK and over here in the United States, the solutions I don't think are necessarily going to be particularly easy. And if one of the two candidates, whether it's the Republican or the Democrat or the third candidate, because I think there will be an independent, comes out and stands up straight, looks everybody in the eye and said, here's the deal, you guys, this is what we have to do. Well, they're not going to get elected because too large a segment of the population isn't willing to face the problem. Now, having said that, we all have to look after ourselves. We all have to provide ourselves with as much financial security as we possibly can. And I think that that is very, very doable in these tumultuous times. What do you think? The resource market, gold and silver, is that where you would put?
That's where we have been and where we continue to be. We remain very positive about gold and silver and other commodities going upwards. We think while there are difficult political decisions to be made, look around, there are companies that are doing well. There are industries that are doing well. Right now, we'd say, look at gold. Gold's up 20% this year. The gold itself, the gold stocks, the majors are down 5 or 10%. The juniors are down 30%. We think that disconnect between the price of the commodity and the stocks will close and narrow the gap in 2012, and we're optimistic that the stocks will do far better than they have done in 2011.
My experience has been by taking a rifle approach, for the most part, the securities that I own in the resource sector are doing very, very well. I'm seeing appreciation since the time I bought them of anywhere from 10 to 30%. Now, that's not to say that I am a genius investor. That's just to say that it has worked out pretty well for me. Hey, you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report, the weekend edition. I've got my buddy John Kaiser with me right now. You know, John and I were chatting off the air a little bit about the disconnect that's going on between the commodity prices, specifically gold and silver, and the share prices of the companies involved in that particular sector. And John recently wrote an article that my buddy Gordon Holmes published in Streetwise, a very, very good article where he expresses his feelings about why this is going on, and he makes some, I would say, calculated, well-calculated predictions as to what probably, in his opinion, will happen in the future. John, you're on, buddy.
Well, Al, the disconnect between equities, gold and silver equities, and the pretty good bullion prices we see for gold and silver is due to a large part due to the message pushed by the newsletter industry, the analysts and all that, that these high gold and silver prices imply two things. One is there's significant inflation around the corner, and the other is there are bad things going to happen around the world with the financial system, and it will probably lead to, at the minimum, a recession and possibly even a depression, perhaps one rivaling the 30s. And, of course, if these are your scenarios, it's not a good idea to own equities because they ultimately depend on positive cash flow.
Well, you and I have been in the business a long time, and we know that in terms of the sector that we're involved in, there are other considerations also, but positive cash flow, of course, is very, very important. There's no question about that. I find your comment to be very, very interesting, and I have to say I do not disagree with it. You know, we're pretty careful on this program to talk about what the environment is and what we feel is a good way for ourselves. We don't tell people what to do because we're not registered investment advisors. But what we are doing for ourselves to protect ourselves from future, for lack of better terms, financial disaster. And, John, I have to tell you, I'm on record for the last 4 or 5 years as saying I believe that the commodities are a great place to put money, and I also believe that the equities are a good place to put money. And, you know, I put our money where our mouth is, in that a little over 50% of our investments are in the resource sector. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. I find it interesting that other folks, I wonder if they even realize that's what they're doing.
The problem with the whole spin about gold and silver is that if what they predict happens, we will end up seeing lower gold and silver prices down the road. I actually think the prices we see now are here to stay, and they are heading higher, and it is for a completely different reason than most people say. Right now, we are looking at about a 60 to 70% real increase in the price of gold at the $1,700 level. If you accept $400 in 1980 as the sort of new base after the big run-up in the 70s, inflation adjusts that forward and you have a price around $1,000 to $1,100. This real price gain is what is good for the equities because it represents profit that can be harvested. But because of the spin that this is all about inflation around the corner, the market's holding back and saying, I don't trust that this cash flow we're seeing in the primary silver producers and the gold producers, I don't trust these very low market valuations relative to discounted cash flow valuations when I plug in the current prices. I think all of that is going to vanish because we're going to see the cost structure of all these mines rise, or we're going to see the price of gold and silver go down. I think that's the completely wrong approach, and I think in the next 3 to 6 months, people will start to understand that gold and silver are actually twinned with all the other commodities, which in turn, of course, depend on a growing global economy. And I think we will muddle through this mess that we are in now. Some sort of plan will come into place, and it will not mean gold and silver tanking because suddenly the crisis is over, because the real crisis is the fact that the United States economy, which is the biggest and strongest economy in the world, has nowhere to go but down in relative terms as all these other countries improve their economies with their very much larger population bases, put their resources to work and start boosting their standard of living. All of this means that the rest of the world will grow and grow. The United States economy will also still grow, but it has to grow at a considerably smaller pace. And with this long-term trend where countries like China become an ever bigger part of global GDP, while the United States becomes a smaller share of global GDP, there will be anxiety about things that can go wrong. And the buying that's going on in gold and silver is long-term buying that's hedging about who knows what can go wrong in what is a 10 to 20 year transition period, after which I hope we end up not with, say, China on top and us on the bottom, but in a much more balanced world where there is peace. And that's the other thing. America's role as the military cop of the world, 43% of all military spending is done by the United States. That's $2,400 per capita for Americans versus $93 per head for the world average. That simply isn't sustainable, and we're seeing it now with the super committee failing to come up with a deficit reduction strategy. So now they're going to have to cut the military. In the long run, America's share of this global military bill has to go down, and that also means uncertainty about will all these shipping channels continue to stay open? Will some of these other countries start bullying their way around? Again, you own gold and silver because the future has become turbulent, but not necessarily because everything's going to fall apart, but because the world economy is growing, but the balance of power is shifting.
I do not disagree with you. I really disagree with anyone, though, who even implies that precious metal stocks are not a good place to be. I say that, John, for a variety of reasons. Number one, I think when people read something like, for example, the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report or Brent Cook's Exploration Insight, some of the newsletters that are truly objective, okay, I think you can get some pretty good ideas, point number one. Point number two, having done SEC reporting for 30 years, I really have learned how to pick out the strengths and weaknesses of companies. And I have to tell you, even though the sector is down significantly right now, I would have to say that the majority of the precious metal shares that I own are up. Now, in the past, they've been up higher, no question, but they still remain in a positive situation. And I find that to be interesting. Now, the Encompass Fund, for example, which roughly 60% of their assets are in the resource sector, they're up this year. I really question why anybody would say or even imply that securities are not a good place to be, because I don't think, I know for a fact you and I don't believe that.
Yeah, Al, you know, it's not that the gold and silver equities have gone down substantially this year. What they have not done is gone up and followed the strength in gold and silver.
I agree.
It's like they're stranded. And that is like the San Andreas Fault here where I live and waiting any day to slip. This will be a slingshot effect. And I think we will have a miserable December because there's a lot of tax loss selling going on from people who took lots of gains during the first half of the year. But I think as we head into January, we will see this market rocket. And I think the powers that be will put measures in place to get the economy, both in Europe and the United States, get all the things that are ailing it patched over and get a general optimistic uptrend going. And once we see that, I think that will be very bullish for all metals, be they of a more sort of hedging against uncertainty style such as gold and silver, or be they the raw materials that build a growing economy. So right now, hold on to your gold and silver. Don't get spooked into selling those equities, and also start looking for opportunities during the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, I agree 1,000%. John, take 30 seconds. Tell our listeners about your newsletter.
Kaiser Research Online covers the Canadian resource sector, 1,700 companies. We cover all the details that you need to know to do your own research, but we also provide commentaries and recommendations for exactly these types of situations where we think the market does not understand what the real value is, and we point these out to our readers, and they still have to make the big bet on whether we are going into a depression or whether we're going to come out with it. But once you've made that choice, we have the positions. We can point you in the right direction where to put your money.
Whenever John owns any stock that he talks about, he fully discloses that. John C. in San Francisco, you guys, the rest of you, stick around. Big Al's going to be back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.